Hello, everybody. Now, before I start in today, it's good for you to know, but for this radio and television audience, this is what we do at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. This is what the Lord has directed us to do. The Lord said this to Gloria and me way back at the beginning. Bring people into being, to know and understand and to be skillful in the word of righteousness. And that, in simple terms, that's what this is. And prayer is such a vital part of the Christian life. And it's a problem spot. And like my dad said to me one time, after I started teaching him these things, he said, "You know, we just kind of shot a scatter shot and hope some of it hit." Well, that's the way I did. I didn't know any better. So here we go again now. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant or uninformed. Now, we have to deal with something else before we even go here, because this depends on the fruit of the Spirit. So let's go over there to Galatians chapter 5. And in the 19th verse of the 5th chapter, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, envyings and murderers. He's not writing to the world. He's writing to the church at Galatia. You mean all that stuff is in the church? Read it and weep. This is what happens. And ever so often you hear about it. When a ministry of any kind is based more in the emotional arena and I don't care what a ministry is or its purpose or what it's called to do. If you don't teach in that ministry to get into these letters and study them, if you didn't do anything else but study the in Christ, in whom, just study that. What we have in Christ, in Him, and in whom. If you just studied that, it'd change your entire life. Because of the prayer scriptures are involved in that. But now what is that? That's what all the flesh wants to do. But verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Oh, praise God. Faith works by love. Joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, actually it's faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Listen now, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That's a prerequisite for the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Because actually, these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit Himself. Now, Jesus, we found this yesterday. He operated in all of these, except speaking in other tongues. That came after he was raised from the dead, and he called it the promise of the Father. And he said, don't you leave Jerusalem till you get it, because that day you receive power. In that magnificent call, the Last Supper. Well, it's the Last Supper of that, but now it's the First Supper of this, because he said in that day, he said, it's the Father within me. He does the works. So he instructed for us to receive that. But without the fruit of the Spirit, what does that produce? Holiness. That's where that produces holiness. And against that, there is no law. Because he just named the fruit of the flesh. And you move over there in the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, the believer is allowing himself or herself to be in that place of humility. Now, once we do that, let's go back over here where we were in 1 Corinthians, and let's back up to the 11th chapter. Look, now he goes through, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And the same manner he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament. Now, this is in the New Covenant, in my blood. This you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now look down here at this 31st verse. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. When we are judged, we are chastened or corrected of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So God is trusting us to judge ourselves. And when you learn to do that, oh, where you just go before the Lord and say, Lord, I humble myself before you. I mean, I blew it on this deal. And I repent of it. And I thank you. Well, that takes me over to 1 John. And that all of the covenant instructions are there to get rid of the sin. And back there years and years and years ago, I got in that really tough meeting down in South Florida. And I really lost my temper. But I did not cuss. Quite. Oh. I did it in my heart because I was really upset. But anyway, I just wasn't going to go over there and preach in that tent that night. I was so hurt. In my spirit, I was just so hurt. And I said out loud, I said, Lord, you're just going to have to get you another boy. I'm not going over there and say, thus saith the Lord. And I heard it inside me. Didn't you confess that? I said, yes, I did. And I learned something extremely important. The Lord said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin was not when I found out about it. Well, of course not. He said, that's when you got rid of it. Now you get prepared and go over there and preach. that really, so I learned then what this is talking about, to judge myself. Just go before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. I judge myself for that. And I apologize to you for it. I disappointed you and disappointed me. And I judge myself. And I shake myself and I stir myself up on my most holy faith, praise God. Get dressed and go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just suit up and go. So now that we've settled that, now we can come to this. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant or uninformed. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. What is a dumb idol? It cannot talk back. And it can't do anything. Not only that, when you spend time doing that, you get the spirit of that idol. That becomes idolatry. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, what does that mean? It depends on the calling and the way God manifests himself. Now, the Spirit of God would come on Samson, and the Spirit of God would come on Daniel. Both called men of God. Just two different manifestations altogether of the Spirit of God. Daniel, an angel shut the lion's mouth. If they'd put Samson in there, he'd have killed every lion in the den. Same spirit. Two different administrations. Differences in the calling. And I'll talk about that more in a moment. But the manifestation of the Spirit. Now, this is what this is. It started out talking about gifts, but gifts here are in italics. In a little bit, we'll see where it is not. But these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. This is the way he manifests himself. So I'll give you an assignment here. Go through the ministry of Jesus and watch for the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, gifts of healings. Well, of course they were there. Now, diversities of operation, but it is the same God which works all in all, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. Now you notice it's a word of God's wisdom concerning his wisdom and knowledge of the future. A word of his wisdom in a situation that just looks like there's no answer. But class, it must always agree with this book. It's not going to be some wild off the wall thing that doesn't match this book. Like, this young man's going to be greater than all the apostles. Well, I didn't hear that, but Brother Hagin did. No. I don't have time to get into that, but that's a familiar spirit, somebody operating over there in that. We'll talk about that later. A word of wisdom to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Jesus knew that about that nobleman, about that royal man. He knew. And what he said turned that thing around. And that boy began to amend. To another, special faith. In 2 Corinthians 12:9. To another, wonder-working faith by the same Holy Spirit. To another, extraordinary powers of healings. So it's wonder-working faith. It is special faith, not saving faith. If you're not saved, you can't operate in this first place. So now watch what it says. Now, in the Greek, that's plural. Gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these work that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. As he wills. So, I'll give you a little word of my testimony. This is back before, I mean, I was born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost, but this was back before I had any learning about this much. And one situation, I was invited to speak and at a very large prayer group. And so they put people out here in a chair in the middle of the room. They called it the hot seat. I don't know why they called it that, but anyway, they did. And I had begun to learn these things, but it was before Brother Hagin separated me to the office of the prophet. I was functioning in the office of the teacher at that time. And I'd lay hands on people, and I'd just start praying off in another direction. And I'd lay hands on another, and I'd start praying in this direction. I'd lay hands on someone else, and I just prayed what came up to me to pray, not realizing I was operating in the word of knowledge. But it was happening before. But I'm telling you now, any born-again Christian has this, the prophet withal. The born-again human spirit can be trained and should be trained and should be trained to hear the voice of God. Bill Johnson in Redding, California. Well, he has classes on it. And take the scriptures and spend time on these things. Spend time learning and actually praying for one another and praising God a lot and get over into praise and then operate in these gifts. They're there. They're inside every born again spirit-filled believer. Now a certain amount of it is there before you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, because you're a believer. And Brother Hagin said, you know, before that, he's just a young Baptist boy, just preaching healing because he got healed. And he was getting people healed. He was anointing people with oil and getting them healed. And but then he said, when he broke through that spiritual realm and moved over into the supernatural, he said, of course, it just then was a literal explosion. So now, why do people come back and preach that these have been passed away? Well, they break in here before the subject is changed. And that they've taken upon themselves to kill and just destroy women's ministries by butting in on right in the middle of that without taking it all the way through to the bottom of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Because that's when the subject changes. So we don't have the right to change it until we get there. So, but you come down through these. All these work that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. And I heard, there was a woman who came up and asked Brother Roberts, well, which one of those is the best one? He said, the one you need at the time. Well, that was the way his faith went. He put it right square where it needed to be, right back in the hands of Jesus, right back into the hands of the Christ, because these are manifestations of his presence. This is what he did when he was here on the earth, and this is what God has called every born-again believer to do. Look at the 16th chapter of the book of Mark. The believer lay hands on the sick and they recover. Well, that's here. So you don't stop reading when you get to the bottom of this. I want to talk about these a little bit more. There are times that any believer that spends enough time. I'm going to go over here to the 8th chapter of Romans. Let's look over here for a moment. And let's look here. Verse 25, if we hope for that we see not, then have patience, wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Well, that's prayer, isn't it? Well, now, wait a minute. And I understand it, that word helpeth is three Greek words, takes hold together with us against our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought. Now, you may know what to pray for, but as we ought. He makes intercession for us. Well, the Apostle Paul put it like this, we see through a glass darkly. Amen. The Spirit knows. He knows what the situation is. He knows what it's going to take to turn it around. And he's here to do that. All of these things, all of these were made available the very moment that Jesus was raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of the Father. And he said, I will pray the Father and he will send. Well, in God's time, that wasn't all that long ago. 1,000 years as a day. Well, what? Less than a month? 24 days, since it's 2024 by our calendar. And he keeps sticking that sign up there that we're out. Okay, we'll be back in a moment.
There's something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together and pray. Prayer is the foundation of every successful Christian endeavor. With the teaching series by Kenneth Copeland on 7 steps to prayer that bring results, you'll learn how to communicate with your Heavenly Father, make time, and know what to say when you talk with Him in prayer. In this teaching, Kenneth Copeland explains how to pray according to God's will through the Word of God, as well as how to stop fear and doubt from having a chokehold on your breakthrough. Faith-filled prayer connects you to His will and His Word. Through this teaching, learn how to daily align with God and experience His blessing in your life, no matter the outside circumstances. Jesus redeemed you from all the curse and brings you into communion with Him. Grow closer to your Heavenly Father and see His blessings in your life through the power of prayer. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, 7 Steps to Prayer That Bring Results. Go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Learn how to pray effective prayers according to God's Word that lead to His success and abundance in your life. Offer is good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
The first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. Settle that.
You see yourself sad, sick, broke, busted, and we're going to struggle. No, I see myself blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Greater is He was in me than He was in the world.
Join us at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 29th through August 3rd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
I realize I'm going quickly through these things, so just go to kcm.org/notes, and we'll send you all the notes and all the scriptures to these things. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and our class reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.